been left with all this love and all these dreams and no place to put them.
Daytime After Dark. I just want to say good evening, everyone. And tonight there's a lot of talk about. There's a lot of do. There's a little game I came up with. I'm sorry. So we will be talking about everything and anything. And yeah. So let me bring on my host, Maggie, and Corey, my host, Corey, and hi, Bobby.
Hey, I guess you talked me into calling in tonight because there was not much to say, but I do have something that caught my eye just by way of entertaining tonight on one Bowling Beautiful star that just recently returned back after her injury. I would love to talk about that.
Okay, go on. Go for it.
Okay. All right. Well, Entertainment Tonight, I think it was either Tuesday or Wednesday, ran a story about Lindsay Godfrey, who asked
Tuesday.
It was Tuesday, yeah. Who, as you know, was hurt and had two broken ankles about her return to Bowling Beautiful, and she came back on Wednesday. And even though I didn't get a chance to check it out today, or probably might not check it out later tonight because I'll probably be asleep, but it seems like with the accident that she had, that she probably just maybe have definitely been more, you know, inspired to do more stuff, because I think right now she definitely has, fortunately, I thank God, her child and her fiance, and also, you know, and also a possibility to add maybe a daytime memory that would be a great storybook year for her giving birth to her child, getting engaged to Robert Adamson on Young and Restless, and for what would have ended her life or her career as far as Bowling Beautiful if it was something worse.
Well, no, but it didn't, and everything's okay, and I mean, that's the blessing with that. I mean...
Right. I agree with what Lindsay said, and I agree with you on that.
Yeah, I mean, it's... You know, I mean, it was a total freak accident for her. And if I were her, I would be suing for minions. This me.
Yeah.
This me. Why, Maggie? Think about it, Maggie. If we got in a little accident like that, you know, what you and I have been talking about, that would be solved. Ooh, maybe that's a new idea.
Right.
But I can see what you're saying, Bobby. I really can. You know, and the interview was really good. Anyone else see it?
I did. It was very good. Thank God.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, I saw the video on YouTube when I got to a link that you sent me to, and it took me a while because the Entertainment Tonight site wasn't coming up good on my tablet, so I just went to YouTube.
Oh, it does that sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Plus, I don't have a working computer at this moment where I can probably look at the Entertainment Tonight website and look at the interview and stuff.
That works.
Oh, okay. That sucks. I would die without my computer.
Well, trust me. I mean, I'm in the process of trying to get some other stuff. So hopefully in the next few weeks, I can probably be able to listen to you guys and chime in on the show when I have to. But you know, that's probably sometimes what I have to deal with. But I know that that in the Chicago area, and I'm sure, Maggie, you're familiar with it, in addition to the Cubs game, there have been a lot of break-ins today because of the tornado situation in your area as well. That happened last night.
Uh-huh.
So I'm sure that a lot of people are a little upset over when their show's going to air or anything like that. Because I was lucky just to get the Cubs game with the Cubs broadcast on MLB Network the other day in North Carolina. Because I was probably going to be frustrated if they had something else on, or nobody, or anything like that.
I was very aggravating.
You know, sometimes it happens. Because I heard people saying, why could have been on WGN they just preempt Maury or anything like that? Just miss the old days when it was on nationally in the U.S. and stuff like that.
I mean, come on, it doesn't have to be, on the daytime time. It's shitty, it's wrong, and come on, it's stupid. You know, it is the stupidest thing I've ever seen.
Right.
You know,
right,
and once I love.
Right, because they did that Tuesday when they were following Duke's return back home from winning the national championship in Indianapolis. They did that Tuesday to follow them get off the plane and stuff. So I don't know what you mean.
You know, yeah, and they need to stop it. And I'm going to say something that probably will get me in trouble. But, we have another call. 5-7, and you're on the air.
Hi, Carly.
Hey, Peggy.
Hey, Peggy.
Hi.
Okay.
How's it going?
Yeah, people, we want to welcome another co-host, Peggy, to the show. So, but no, okay, I'm going to say something that will probably get me in trouble, but Maggie knows trouble is my middle name. Okay, do they have to break in on Tuesday or Wednesday, whatever the day was, for the bomber? Come on, they could have waited. They could have,
That's too. That's been a big problem. That's been a big story, especially in the Boston area. I'm hoping that Carrie will be a call in tonight, or we'll continue this conversation on Sunday, because they broke in to the soaps up in the Boston area for that. And I know what you mean, because we're coming close to the anniversary, and if it's going to do the same thing as it did last year, where they just cover the moment of silence and all that, then I figure most of us is going to be screwed, especially those that are in 2 o'clock Eastern time zone that when this happens. So I know what you mean.
I mean, I will say this, and Maggie, back me up. Mm-hmm. Why can't it be, you know, I mean, come on, the news comes on at noon.
The news is on how many times a day?
Yeah.
The news is on several times a day. There's no reason why they can't wait till the news comes on.
Right, mm-hmm. Right, because I've been on Twitter and Facebook and several other TV and social media sites in the past, and I'm one that's always looking for people to complain on why such and such is on because of something like this happening. So just for entertainment purposes, not for shock purposes, or you just counteract and just mean and nasty things said about me about that. So I know what you mean. But
I mean, let me get back to my little comment. Come on, people. What makes me mad all the time is, you know, they do this. And, you know, I think because I've called all news stations so much that you're scared of my own voice now. Because, no, I will bit them out. I will. And I'm not afraid to say that. But what I was going to say.
Yeah, because I remember one year. And I think I've done this a couple of times, like during 9/11. I was saying, when are you going to bring back the soap? And then when the Philly thing happened, that took the second half of G8 and Dynamite off of our and off of the air back in 2009, I asked, what are you going to do about Young and the Restless since it comes 4 o'clock? And they said it wasn't beyond our control that it, since it was a natural story when the Philly thing took place. So I know what you mean. This was in the days before Facebook and everything like that. That call on.
But
call on.
I mean, the point I was going to make about the whole breaking news thing, and yes, Boston is sad. I won't say that it's not. I will never say what happened there. It was tragic. And wrong. Bobby, can I finish?
Okay.
But, you know, like Maggie and I were talking about, do it later. Do it so later. Do it later because, you know, come on. Are they going to break in for Boston for that trial, the football trial that murdered everyone in sight? Okay, maybe not everyone in sight. But come on, people. You know, we want to see love in the afternoon. We want to see love and mob in the afternoon, damn it.
Well,
Well,
right.
I understand where you're all coming from, but they broke in because it was the verdict.
Okay, but we could have waited until the 5 o'clock news for the verdict.
Yes.
And we waited how many months
I don't know. I don't know. We all feel that way because we don't live in Boston.
Right. Right. And I know where you're coming from.
But guess what? People who live in Boston probably wanted to hear about it.
Okay, wait a moment. I really dressed something in the album.
Well, can't they
just put
like little words on the bottom of the screen?
Exactly. But I'm going to say something. I want to say something, people. In this album, I want to address. Minnie Pooh goes, I think the bombing verdict was a little more important than pink-ass Morgan in the ace. Hi, Corey. Perceptive called me. Yeah, I do have my priorities straight. I want to see 11 in the afternoon. I want to see Morgan kill Michael. That's what I want to see. And, you know, yeah, I will say this. And Maggie, back me up, please. Maggie. But
I'm right
you
here.
And I talk. Okay. We wait all night after those soaps. All night to see what happens. And then breaking news happens. That all I'm saying, I'm not saying that it was trivial or anything. Why, Megan, you get what I was saying?
I believe they should announce the verdict. That part of breaking news should be interrupted. But the part was earlier, they kept saying that they got a verdict. They got a verdict. And then they're not saying
anything.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Right.
The guy should try.
I think they should just do the words scrolling across the bottom of the screen.
They could do
that.
Well, that would be fine for those of us who don't live in Boston. But for example, Carrie lives in Boston, so she probably cared about hearing the Boston verdict more than we did.
Right.
My solution would be, that's fine. Break in on the Boston market and announce it to the Boston market, where me, who lives in the Milwaukee market, I really don't need to see it. The ticking letters on the bottom of the screen for me would be fine.
Right.
But I don't think they just do that in one market.
Right.
Well,
no, then that'll probably open up for discrimination.
Last night, we had verbal tornadoes, and our TV shows were not on because we're all pins and needles. What happened? That was
exactly.
The Chicago market.
Me and Maggie have been watching Tornado Gate all week.
Yeah.
Well, for 2 days.
Right.
Oh, and by the way, I was worried about you and Maggie. I love you, Corey. I totally love you, but I was more worried about my mother last night. Okay?
Well, you know what? You had every right to be more worried about her because they got it really bad down there.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And I'm glad you're okay, Maggie. And I'll leave you with this. I just don't care if they break in or not, but they could at least wait until like 4 o'clock for our area or 2 o'clock in between, you know, General Hospital and in between the collusion of Bowling View and Dave and the time that General Hospital come out in the Raleigh-Durham market, which is 3 o'clock. So, I mean, I don't care about who wants to be in there or Jeopardy being on our station at 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yes.
Yeah.
I was very upset
because
my mom
was
so mad.
Just say the verdict and that was it.
Yeah.
And you know what? I mean, come on. When there's a verdict in Seattle was supposed to be quote-unquote important, okay, I don't get my panties in a... Not about the verdict. I'd rather see myself. And for people who tell me I don't have my priorities set, no. I just want to see myself. They are going to repeat the verdict. They repeated the verdict on so many shows that day, it wasn't even funny.
Right. Well, right, and that goes into what I said. It's a perspective thing. I really wish that, like I said, this verdict was important to the people of Boston because they lost so many people in the bombing. So maybe the news coverage should have been clustered for Boston, where Carly, you're in Seattle, I'm in the Milwaukee area, Maggie's in Chicago. Maybe we didn't need that much
and
coverage.
I'm in the Raleigh-Durham area, so I know
so
what you mean.
But I do understand the importance of hearing the verdict. I just didn't need all the coverage. Now, like I said, I may feel differently. I may feel like Carrie feels because Carrie lives in the area that you're darn right I wanted to see the verdict.
Right.
It's just a perception thing.
Right. I know what you mean. And I know Carrie's probably going to be a little upset when the Aaron Hernandez thing goes down because I have a friend in Boston and she would probably be upset if one of her shows in the Boston area, and she'll be upset too if they had to interrupt for either this, I think for this or for what happened with Aaron Hernandez, for example.
Well, I mean, come on. And if something gets interrupted in Seattle, yeah, I'm pissed. Maggie knows that, don't you, Maggie? I tell you about it. I scream to you about it. I text you about it.
I'll give you one more good example. The talk was interviewing Carla Moseley, and immediately after that interview, they interrupted that show to show.
Carly.
Does somebody have a TV on?
I was leaning over my son, and he's on the iPad.
Okay. I just had noise in my ear, and sometimes it's
okay.
508,
you're on the air.
508 is a Massachusetts area code. I'm just calling to set the story straight. If the bombing happened in Idaho, L.A., or Timbuktu, I would say the same thing. It has nothing to do with the fact that I live in Boston, because, A, I don't live in Boston. I'm a Rhode Islander. Neither here nor there. It's real life. It's 10 minutes, number one, because actually, to be honest, I didn't even get an all-out interruption like Kathy did. You can watch GH on Hulu, on YouTube, on demand. We don't miss anything these days, whether it's days
you know
of our lives.
Some people don't have that, Carrie. Some people don't have that. So I can see
and
where they're coming from.
And some people don't have cable. And this is more important. It's real life. People died, okay? This was an act of terrorism. It's a federal case.
I watch my soap to get away from real life, to get away from
exactly.
people and the horrible stuff in the world.
Right, but let me ask you a question, Carrie.
Hold on a minute. You can get away from the real world, but at the end of the day, real world trumps who's sleeping with who, okay?
Right.
That's fine. I watch, guess what? I've watched soaps for 30 years, and I've watched 7 of them at the same time, so I'm with you. I run a show every week because I love soaps, so I know all about getting away from reality, but that doesn't trump real life. And I'm actually quite offended sitting here listening to this bull crap, because if it was any one of your relatives that died from a bomb, we'd have a different point of view.
Excuse me. Do not say it's bull crap. Because our opinions matter, Carrie. Just because we are not part of Soap Party and we don't have you guys' rationality, I'm sorry, but
I'm not saying your opinion,
people that love soaps are going to love soaps.
What did I just say? It's not about loving soaps. But let me just say again, we don't miss General Hospital. We may have to wait till the evening to watch it when someone puts it up, because all of us here are obviously on the internet, so we don't miss anything. Maybe
some
people
of us
don't
have
internet access
and can't afford to watch it on the internet.
Excuse me?
Some people have data plans. Some people can't afford to pay for Hulu.
That's fine.
Exactly.
YouTube. Okay. I watch it all the time on YouTube, number one. And number two, that's true. But at the end of the day,
even
we're talking about real life.
Even if I watch it on YouTube, I'm sucking up my data plan. It still costs me money.
Yeah, that's
I understand that.
Just to have a 1 hour a day escape from the evils of the world.
Right, and and let me just say one more thing, Carrie. I know that they might interrupt when there's a verdict in the Aaron Hernandez situation. And much of a good player he's been for the New England Patriots, despite all the troubles, would you pay more attention to him versus this Boston Bomber guy who obviously who can ride in hell for all I care, because I don't care that much. But what about the situation with the Aaron Hernandez situation? Because this has been another situation that have been breaking.
That's only going to be local. But you know what, at the end of the day, Bobby, at the end of the day, I guarantee you, I can promise you one thing. Kathy gets more interruptions in Boston than anybody for anything, and I'm an hour away from her. But I can guarantee you one thing. When her and I speak, she's not going to complain. She's just going to suck it up and go watch what she missed later.
That's Kathy. Okay.
What about those of
Megan,
us that can't go watch what we missed later? What about?
Yeah,
us?
And Megan.
I understand that, but at the end of the day, we know something. At the end of the day, the network has a choice. Okay, put on a fictional show or report a terrorism attack. It was just like in 9/11 when we didn't have soap for weeks at a time. Our country was terrorized.
Yeah, and they still put soaps on 3 days after the attack, or 2 days after the attack. We did not have to see the bombing. We did not have
over
to see
over and over and over and over again.
Yes.
Right, especially when we bombed the hell out of Iraq in 2003, the same thing happened.
The soap community is important, but at the end of the day, the network has a responsibility to put the news on. Okay?
Okay.
I have the news on how many hours a day?
Yeah,
just like you said that somebody can't afford Hulu. For the people that don't have cable, they need the ABC and the CBS and the NBC affiliates to tell them what's going on, or they come home from work and they need to know because they have to go out to work.
Most people don't come home in the afternoon when the soaps are on. Most people come home at 5:00 in the evening when the news is on.
I remember my grandma telling me when Kennedy got assassinated, and they took off soaps for a couple of days. You know, it was horrible for them to do it back then. So
right.
I think, Carrie, everyone is going to have their own opinions on this.
I don't need a single soul to agree with me. I'm just telling you that I've been sitting in this chat room listening about how bad it is that we missed 10 minutes of General Hospital because of the bombing diverted.
Actually, Kay, it was 30 minutes here with CBS. So,
it was about 30 minutes here with ABC.
Yeah. It's always longer because they have to go on and on about breaking down the thing.
Well,
they couldn't just say
that,
he was found guilty.
And that's to my point of perspective, because here in Milwaukee, it was maybe 10 minutes, and then they got back to the soap.
Right.
So this is where I'm saying it's perspective. Like I said, they show heavy coverage in certain areas, which I don't understand. And then other areas, like in Milwaukee, literally it was 10 minutes.
Okay. All right. Well, I just hate to just turn this into a news show, but I just wanted to say it's been great talking to you, and I look forward to maybe hoping, Carrie, that you can join Christian in just a few minutes, because I'm going to get a chance to talk to her a little bit more about GH and days, so maybe we can pick up where we left off as far as that situation goes in a positive note with her monthly show in just a few minutes. So hopefully I'll get a chance to talk to her and maybe you in a few minutes over there. And if not, then I'll definitely will talk with the other girls on Sunday because at least I can get just maybe, talk a little bit more positive about what happened, like what I started off with before the whole thing and stuff like that. So with that being said, hope you all have a good night. And if I don't get a chance to talk to you in a little bit, Carrie, when Chrissy does her show on TalkShoe, definitely will get a chance to talk to you guys on Sunday.
Okay.
Have a good night, Carly.
Nice. Yeah, you too, Bobby. Have fun. Have fun this weekend.
Okay.
So, Corey, they only interrupt. You only saw 10 minutes of coverage.
Yeah.
You know, I had more of a problem when they interrupted to tell us we didn't have a pope a couple of years ago. Well, then that makes sense. They interrupted to tell us we didn't have a pope, and then a couple of days later they did. Yeah.
Right.
And sometimes they go on too long. But I'm sorry, and it has nothing to do with where I sit geographically. But at the end of the day, this was a terrorist attack to our country. Well, to the country. Yeah, it happened to be in Boston. 10 years ago, it was in New York. It could have been anywhere. I didn't have a fit when the Sandy Hook kids got shot an hour away from me that they took off the coverage.
Well,
kids died.
I didn't mean to imply anything. I was just using that as an example because you
they don't have to. Sorry to interrupt you, Corey. They don't have to show this all day long.
Well, they didn't show it all day. Okay,
yes,
where did
they
show it all other than
the
Boston?
The Sandy Hook thing was all day long. And you know what? They break him for every little thing.
Kindergarten has died.
Oh, God. Maggie?
Yeah.
You here?
My head's pounding, yes.
Say something.
I thought it was very important to get the verdict. I wanted to hear the verdict. The part that we don't understand is why do you have to tell us they're going to get a verdict in 10 minutes or they're going to get a verdict in 5 minutes and then they got to discuss it for 10 more minutes after that.
We are going to have a verdict in 2 hours. Come on.
You know, I agree with you. That's the competitive nature of the three. All the networks want to have to. They want to one up the other one. Yeah, I agree with you. But my issue is, let's not complain about the news break itself because this is real life stuff.
Right.
Now, the half hour, post verdict, post conversation after that to tell you nothing. Okay, that's a different argument.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, I don't know if you remember, Maggie, when they interrupted to tell us that we didn't have a pope yet, like the day before.
Yeah.
I'm like, really? And they talked about it for 45 minutes. And I'm sitting there going, okay. And,
And to that point, like, the bajillions hours of coverage of the new prince being born. Like, really? I really care about that.
I can't. I'm a little obsessed with the royal family, okay? They could show up for 10, 15 minutes. I wanted to see the little baby. So, I mean, really, you know what? If people are going to say that the bombing thing was important, yeah, so was the little prince being born.
Okay, well, my thing was, for example, I'm an ABC News watcher. ABC News had... like an 8-hour thing of the royal baby being born.
Who's calling up?
Did I really need 8 hours of coverage of them telling me, oh, he's not here yet, or it's almost time, and then here comes Kate and William holding him up like it's the Lion King for 15 minutes, and then they talk for 8 more hours after that.
Well, I mean, they didn't do that here. They did broke it when the little guy was born. So, I did not mind.
Well, that just goes to my point of perspective. They show different amounts of times in different markets.
Right.
But what I was saying, okay, if they want to really show a traffic that's getting caught in the act, and drinking and driving, we don't need to see that until the new, the news. No, we don't have to see 3,000 weather reports when people can friggin' look outside and see what the weather is.
Well, but that's another thing we had to contend with over here when there were snowstorms every 5 minutes. But, you know, at the end of the day, it was more important for them to tell the people about the weather conditions than all my children. That's a Freudian slip. You know, why
and
Airbnb.
But the thing
is,
people can look outside and see what the weather is. Really?
You need to know ahead of time for travel and closings and it's a little more, you're oversimplifying looking out the window. The people that have to work need to know the roads to travel.
You know what? I run in Seattle, the queen of rain. It rains every moment here sometimes, and people know to look outside even when we get bad hailstones. You know, they don't have to break in and tell us that it's hailing when we know it's hailing. That's the point I'm trying to make, Carrie.
Look, do they break in for things? But when I tuned in, you specifically mentioned the bombing. And to me, that's something, I'm sorry, that trumps any scripted program, any The View, The Chew, whatever they had to interrupt, it had to be done. I mean, we couldn't wait for, what did we miss?
You know, Carrie, I've spoken to people that's been feeling this way. People email me when things come up like that.
I don't doubt that people think. I'm not doubting you. Believe me, I'm on social media. I see the idiocy. Believe me, I don't think you're the only one that thinks that.
I don't think it's idiocy, though. I think they are frustrated when there are 24-hour news cycles on CNN, TNT,
when
a verdict
comes in for a terrorist attack, they're not going to wait until the 5:30 news. Let's put it this way. If that's not worthy of a break-in, a news break-in, then what is?
Well, okay, fine, Carrie. Let's just change the subject because we are not going to change each other's minds. I mean, and we feel the way we feel. I mean,
bye.
I just
had to get that off my chest because I was in the chat room listening, and I just had to call in and say my piece, so bye.
Bye, soul sister.
Okay. Well, that was an interesting debate, wasn't it, Maggie?
Yes, not what I expected.
I know. Okay, so Peggy had to put her son to bed. So it's just the three of us right now, which is probably a good thing. what did everyone like on B&B this week?
Nothing.
Yeah, I know. I was setting you up to fail on that question. I've been dying to talk about B&B all week because Maya is bugging me. Maya is so dishonest. You know, if I had a dog board, I might throw it out her head. Because if I hear, you know, if I think about Rick, and come on, Rick. You know, yeah, come on. Rick's going to be devastated.
Guess he is.
Rick's gonna have to take like
the mail opener, the mail opener he got from. I don't know. It was good to see Carter this week.
I loved when Carter went psycho mad.
I love Carter.
Yeah, I loved it when Carter went psycho mad on her. I got happy.
Mm-hmm.
And come on, and bringing Brooke back into the company. Come on, I mean, well, what's gonna happen? She's gonna get naked and pose that way.
Oh, today she goes to Rich. I could get you with a snap of the fingers. She snaps her fingers like that. She'll take him away from poor Lindsay Caroline. It's just, I don't know. did you see the photo shoot with the so-called model, Nicole?
Uh-huh. Nicole's driving me crazy, though.
Thank you.
Corey, what are you feeling about it?
I actually enjoyed B&B this week.
Oh.
I could have done without the Ridge, Brooke. Look, aren't you proud of me? I actually called him Ridge. Ridge, Brooke thing. I don't understand. I understand that they were a couple for a really long time. They just don't seem to have chemistry to me, but maybe that's because this isn't the real Ridge. I don't know. But overall, I would give it a, for my enjoyment, I would give it a B.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, that's good.
We would do our opinions stuff differently, you know?
Yes, I will give it. Okay, let's do the this week just for fun. 1 out of 10 for like all soaps. Let's review them that way. So, Corey, what would you get B&B?
It's 1 out of 10. I said a B, so I would say a 7 or 8.
Okay,
probably more like
a 1.
Probably more. One is the best.
One is bad. 10 is the best.
Right. So I would probably be a 7 or 8, and since I said a B, probably more towards an 8.
Oh, okay. Okay, Maggie.
5. Carter.
Okay. I will give it a 4. Yeah, and that's being really, 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 really nice. Did any moments stand out for you guys this week? Oh, we have another call.
Hello?
562, you on the air?
Hello?
Hello?
Hi,
you're on the air.
This is your old co-host calling.
Hi.
Hi.
Hello.
I wasn't going to come in, but I'm actually doing an illegal thing by being on my phone while I'm driving.
Oh. Kiri.
So if I get another
Kiri.
Ticket, yes, if
Kiri.
I get another ticket, yes.
Okay, Kiri, no. Kiri, come on. Okay, we don't need to go gamble and get you a ticket this year, okay? And you don't want to end up like, you know, grandma, okay? Talking on the cell phone while driving is very dangerous.
Well, yes. If I get another ticket, I'm blaming you again, so.
Maggie, did you hear that?
I heard it.
Oh,
every time I've been getting a ticket, it's always because I'm on the phone with you.
Uh-oh.
Well, okay, Will, did you have any comments? Because we are going one by one.
I just basically got on the rate. I just got on, so I don't even know what you've been talking about. So, I don't know.
Well, I'm glad you didn't miss our debate the last 27 minutes.
I only really down to one soap, so I don't really, I couldn't really comment on that, so, or whatever.
No,
so.
No, you could have. You could have on the debate.
All my shows from NBC that I've left in the past are gone, so.
I'm sorry.
Donna Barbara was my favorite show of all time, but that was gone.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so.
Terrible.
Well, do you have any V8 comments?
Only that I love Liz and Jason. That's about pretty much the only thing that I've been anxious about, you know, looking forward to is Liz and Jason. And I love Maxie and Nathan, but I don't know. Spinelli's back, so who knows?
No, Mate said today, I got the ABC soaps in depth. This is going through Main Street, people. This is going to build on Maxie and Nathan. As much as I love Bradford, I don't see him staying you know, all that long, so don't worry about Maxie and Ethan. And don't worry about the and don't worry about Liz and Jason. They will find their way back to each other.
I just think that I needed to give Billy a chance because I followed him from All My Children, so I watched him on All My Children and Nicky Rest tonight. Everybody is kind of hesitant about it, so I need to give him a chance that he would do a good job, and he's doing a good job in my book.
Yeah. I want some Billy Miller. I want some Billy Miller in a really bad way.
I just don't see chemistry with Kelly. I saw it with her and Steve back in the day, but I don't see it with, even though I wasn't a big fan, I don't see it with her and Billy. I tried to see it, but I can't see it. Yeah, I saw it with
Becky. Oh, that's okay.
Yeah. I saw it with Becky and him the first scene that they were in together, so...
Well, I'm going to be seeing Fast and Furious tomorrow night.
Mm. Yes, you're going to have to bring your tissue. I wish I had tissue with me. I cried a little bit.
Well, so. I don't want to know.
I didn't say, have I told you what happened? No, I haven't said anything about what happened at the end of the movie.
Maggie.
I kind of accidentally done some work on my break today. I kind of accidentally told you what happened at the end. I shouldn't have done that. Darn.
Well, okay, anything else? Because I don't want you to get a ticket.
No, I just think Jonah Hospital's gotten a lot better in the last few years ever since the new regime came in to play. So, and I'm liking it now. Actually, Billy is the one that kind of brought me back into the watching it again.
Oh, that's really cool.
Yeah, no, I don't have anything else. Get on with the show, so.
Okay, and I will call you either tonight or tomorrow, Steph, and and text Dad again and make up something.
What do you mean? Like,
what you did.
That was April Fool's. It's not going to work if I do it now, because he's not going to believe me.
May I tell my audience what you did?
Oh, sure, you can tell him.
Okay, well, my dad's a little jokester too, people. So we came up with a plan, and Terry texted my dad that she got another ticket. And he believed you up until my mom said, honey, it's April Fool's.
One thing about your mom, she's very smart. You won't believe her. You can't fool your mom, so.
No.
No, okay. We can't.
No, not even. Well, when I go visit you, we've cried both a couple of times at your house.
We should have never said that we got in a car accident. I mean, you know.
We ran out of gas. We ran out of gas.
And they did not believe us, Maggie.
We ran out of gas. That's terrible.
Well,
yeah, we did. But they didn't believe us because we lied the night before.
Naturally.
So.
Well,
yes.
We what?
Remember, we lied the night before about something, and that's why Dad's like, did you really run out of gas?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
It was dark at night, and we were stuck in the side of the road. Okay, well, I'm almost home. I gotta go get the groceries out of the car, so.
Okay.
Thanks for calling in.
Bye. Okay, so B&B, we give it Oh, numbers, okay. And, okay, let's go to Days of Our Life.
Half and half, 7.
Okay, I've been dying. Oh, I talked to Grandma about the buzzer thing.
Oh, did you?
I'm making. Okay, and she remembers a brother, but she never she kind of remembers a sister. But she thinks the sister is Justin's
mother.
And she thinks Corey?
Alexander?
Yeah.
Hold on.
Corey, what did you think about it?
So, Victor only has a brother.
Are you sure? Because
I'm looking at the Kiriakis family tree right now.
Mm-hmm.
The brother's name is Alexander.
And that's his son.
He married a woman named Christina. Who he had Justin with.
Okay.
Justin had an affair with Angelica.
Mm-hmm.
And he has a son named after his father, Alexander.
Okay.
Who is Sonny's half-brother. This is not him. Because they said that this person is Victor's brother's son. So this would be... If they're going to use Alexander Kiriakis, Victor's brother, this would actually be Justin's brother.
Okay. But I thought it was interesting yesterday when Alexander was saying about Daniel and Brady about, you know, but never mentioned Bo in the equation.
Maybe he doesn't know because he was an animal.
But knows about, I mean, Brady did hang out with him last summer, so I just, you know, just thought Bo, you know, would have at least known. I don't know. But my favorite part of the week, I mean, last Friday, I saved it on my DVR, I mean, my TiVo. What did everyone think about last Friday's episode? Because all I could have said was, holy shit.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Sleazy reporter.
Sleazy, yeah, and, you know, I almost wanted to slap the reporter. But, you know, I got mad at the reporter because... It's Shane Dawn's image of Paul, and that made me mad.
Me too. He's his daddy, and I want them to be friends, you know.
Mm-hmm. So what did you think of that, Corey?
I'm sorry, Carly. Say that one more time.
Okay. Last Friday when, you know, everyone found out about Paul, real Sonny, and how Dawn got mad at him, and... I thought that was very unfair.
I agree. And I think John will be eating a little crow on that issue when it's revealed that my boyfriend is his son.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And I just want to say I love the angle of the storyline about Dawn and Paul, because you know what, and I'm so sick of people saying, well, Dawn cheated on Marlena again. No, Dawn and Marlena clarified it and said they were not together at that moment. So
exactly.
So it had nothing to do with Dawn cheating. I mean, come on, she had a baby with woman. Why together with Dawn when they were on a break? And that baby. That baby miscarried, but she got pregnant. And,
right.
I mean, Dawn never said, oh, my God, you cheated on me. No. So it was when they were apart. So it wasn't like Dawn the sleazy guy or anything.
No, not at all. Not at all.
You know, I love Dawn Black. He's always been one of my favorite characters from, you know, every moment on DH. He's always been so cute. But I
he
love Sunny.
He makes beautiful children too.
He does.
Mm-hmm.
Does.
Okay, I got a question. Okay, so if Paul is Dawn's son, okay, uh-huh. Is Brady older than Paul? How will this be with Brady and Bill and Paul? Because I always have to get the siblings right in my head.
Well, I would say Brady is the oldest.
Okay.
Then probably Paul.
Uh-huh.
Well, maybe not probably Paul. Then maybe probably Belle. I don't know. They've aged the character so much, it's confusing.
Mm-hmm. I think you got it. Belle would be next.
And then Paul.
Then Paul.
Okay, I mean, that's really cool. I mean, you know.
All I know is maybe I need to audition for the role of Sonny and just.
There you go.
I was.
Yeah, just because you want to sleep with Paul, Corey.
That, well, true.
Me too.
But no, I loved it when Sonny got mad at. Not mad at Will, but, you know, when he slammed the door, he goes, I can't believe he's lying again.
Yeah.
I love that. I loved how Sonny got mad at him. I mean, it was so good. You know, I haven't watched today's. But, you know, I cannot wait to see it. But, and I love Adrian and Lucas together. I know I'm supposed to say Lucas and, I mean, Adrian and Dustin, but I kind of like Adrian and Lucas together.
Uh-huh.
So if loving them is wrong, I don't want to be right on this.
Okay. It's a good choice.
Yeah, and see, for me, because I'm a longtime Dave's viewer, I don't like it at all. Justin and Adrian forever will be what it's supposed to be for me, but I give them credit because obviously Adrian sticks around, and because of the situation with him playing Ned and Justin, that you know it switches off, so they have to have something or someone for Adrian to do. So I don't hate it. I don't hate it. I just don't really enjoy it.
Yeah, and I mean, and I will say that I'm a long time viewer too, Corey. I've been watching since I was 7. So I'm a long time viewer. I just thought they were kind of hot together in bed. And, you know, yeah. But I love how Victor is there for, you know, Daniel, Brady, Dustin, he will be there for Bo if he ever calls him. But I just love Victor. Victor is one of the reasons why I love watching the show so much. I love Victor. I love John Aniston the screen. He makes me laugh. He makes me cry. He makes me feel so many emotions.
You're afraid to tell him a secret, but then you can't tell him a secret because he's that way, and he's understanding with his family, no matter the crap they put him. You know, he's really a loving father. I love him.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's go to Zeno Hospital.
What was the score?
Oh, yeah, we didn't give our scores.
Oh, thank you. I give
Before we do that, I just want to I kind of think the way they're going to write Serena out is that Victor's nephew is going to kill her.
Yes, I do too. Because it mentioned that he killed the first time, so he could kill again.
Right. And he wants those damn diamonds.
God,
at least if I was writing Dave, that's how I would write it.
I would just
yeah, me too.
Diamonds. Here's your diamonds. Leave me alone.
Okay, I just had to add that in, so.
And I'm more pumped for that shirt for the summer. More Paul would add a shirt for the summer.
Yeah, but Paul looked pretty good in that tank top, too.
Yeah, he did. Summer's coming. Oh, yeah. You gotta go swimming.
And I cannot wait to see the dynamic between Paul and Brady. That's what I'm looking forward to because, you know, here he is. Brady has to get used to a new brother. That's going to be it. I love Brady. I've never hid my love for Brady. I could sleep with Eric Mossoff day in and day out.
Well, see, then you need to marry Brady, and I'll marry Paul, and then we could be family.
Okay, what about Maggie? We cannot leave Maggie out.
Well,
I want to have a little fling with Paul.
Well, I told you we could share for a little while, but that can't last forever.
No.
That can't last forever.
Okay.
Because I don't like to share that long.
No.
Hey, you should be happy that Corey wants to sail at all because, you know. Yeah. But what is the scope of dates this week, everyone? Corey, I will start with you first.
My score for Days of Our Lives would be a solid 8.
Ooh.
It was really good. There are areas for improvement. Like I've been saying, they could get rid of all these characters that we don't care about, i.e. Ben Rogers and Clyde, and bring back some favorites. But overall, they're climbing out of the hole that was dug for them, and in my opinion, they're no longer dying.
Yeah, and I mean, I love, you know, I agree with you. I mean, they're all like, yeah, get rid of Clyde, but I do like Ben. I do like Ben.
Mine's a tie. I have an 8 also. Because I love seeing Sonny, and I really wish he would stay on the show.
You know what? I've been thinking about this, guys. We got to do a daytime after dark Save Sonny campaign, damn it.
Anybody heard what happened? Or?
Yeah, anyone?
I
Corey,
have not.
Did you hear?
No.
Well, maybe we should do one because I love Freddie Smith. The moment he came on screen so many years ago, I fell in love with him.
He's adorable from then on. And I want him to be happy with Paul. And
yeah, me
too. I want a different person. I want him to be free.
Exactly. I will give Dave a 7. Because I want them to stop messing with Daniel and Nicole.
Yeah,
can we have them get together already?
Yeah, I mean, Exactly. Okay.
I'm so sick of this. We must punish Nicole for everything.
Exactly.
Like I feel bad for her. I will move to Salem and I will sleep with her if that needs to happen.
Like
really give this chick a break already. Everything can't be her fault.
Exactly. And come on, I mean the whole thing with Paige and Eve and all that. Come on. You know, the thing is, he got mad at Nicole over something, but
nobody's a saint. I pick on her.
Yeah. I mean, Jennifer, I mean, I love the way, you know.
The blackmailer now, so she's not a saint.
Yeah,
either.
I mean, come on. I mean, but, I mean, I just love my Nicole. I've always loved Nicole. I love how her and Brady are friends. I love their friendship. It's so cute. I mean, it's so nice because no matter what Nicole does, Brady gets it. Brady understands it, okay? He might not like it at that moment, but he will come around and say, I know you screwed up, but okay. You know,
Jason and Carl here. Jason would
exactly, yeah.
No.
Okay, we need to go today. Dental Hospital, the most controversial soap in the whole wide world. Okay, I just want to say I'm not apologizing for being Team Morgan. I'm not apologizing for being Team Sunny. I hate Michael. I want him to go back in a coma, and I'm not going to apologize for it.
Two votes for that.
Yes.
I brought the baby to the hospital today and checked her out. She's okay. And Silas...
Well, wait, was she okay? I mean, there was no damage or anything?
No, she's perfectly healthy. And Silas took some blood from her. And I was hoping they'd find, maybe she could get the bone marrow to her mother.
Okay, I asked my mom about this, and she said babies that are really young cannot do it until they are like a year old.
How old is she now? She's sitting up already.
I know.
Supposedly the social worker, whatever, DCFS, they're with her while she's in the examining room. But Nina is in the hospital.
Oh, shit.
Exactly. That's what I said. And you know exactly where Nina's going. She opens up somebody opens up the door, and the baby starts cooling and all happy.
Oh, shit.
Yes. If she steals this baby again, I'm really going to shoot somebody.
Hey, I agree with you. I will. I mean, Michelle Stafford is doing a great job, but I agree with you because, you know, how many times does she need to steal a baby?
Exactly.
What
do you think,
Greg? And,
well, it's been done. It really doesn't need to happen again.
Mm-hmm. Who else could that be at the door, though, that opens up the door?
Exactly. You know, I mean, I guess. No, I just say, I guess we have to wait till Monday on that.
Yeah, because I really don't know.
I just want to say I love Maxie and Spinelli together. I mean, Maxie and Ethan. I think Spinelli should just sleep with me and get on and
that's all.
And that's it. Yes. You know, I love Nathan because they bring a different dynamic. And I mean, but I loved this week on Z8. I love the Luke stuff. Valerie's kind of cray cray. Okay, maybe not crazy. But I understand, I mean, on one hand, I understand why she did what she did. But on the other hand, do not go for my look.
Definitely, I agree.
I love look. I always will love look. You know what? You know, if people want to be mad at him for killing his parents, the mom was an accident, I would have killed the father. Come on.
And he everybody was. The way he was.
Yeah.
I wish
it was.
Father had a little sleep book, though. I'm waiting for that.
Okay, well, you scrolls on General Hospital, because I want to get to Ryan R. and then the game before Corey falls asleep on us.
I give General Hospital a big fat 10.
Yep, me too.
Your best,
what about you, Maggie?
Best soap on TV.
Yep.
10.
10,
sorry,
10,
10. Can I get a 10 plus?
Yes, you may.
Sure.
It's also, we can do whatever the hell we want. Okay, so we are going to Y&L. I just wanted to tell you guys what I got on Twitter last night, and it made my night, like, when I saw the tweet, I thought I was reading something. I thought I was imagining it. And then, okay, it's so my TV has been crushed off, because I said I would love him and Nikki have a one-night stand. And he goes, what about a two-night stand? Love you, Carly.
Two nights, definitely.
It made my whole night.
Yeah.
And then if you go to, then he goes, we just for love you, Carly, it's in that timeline. Sorry. It just made me happy. But I've enjoyed Y&L this week, and, you know, for the anti-summer people, she wasn't crying that
for
much
what?
This week.
Oh.
You know,
thank
I felt
God.
Bad. I felt bad for her for losing Courtney, but I still think Courtney is not dead.
I have a feeling she's really not dead.
Yep.
Well, it wouldn't be the first time that they fake somebody's death to try to catch a killer.
Exactly, but I hope I'm right on that. But, I mean, it was a good week. I love Kristoff on my screen this week. I want Victoria and Ben to stay together. Okay. And on Y&L, they changed Abbott's living room a little. Did anyone notice that?
Me.
Oh, I'm just, okay. You know, they keep singing these beautiful mansions, and I don't like
it.
I
like the way John had it. Leave it alone.
And, yeah, exactly. And, I mean, I just thought the week was good. And I cannot wait till Monday, but I haven't seen today. Has anyone seen today?
No, I haven't seen anything today.
Okay, well, I'm looking forward to see you tonight. Okay, so we are playing a game. And I'm sorry, you guys, it won't be a sex game this week because I just don't have it in me.
What's our scores?
Man.
Oh, why you know, I would give it 8. Because my husband was on.
I'll give it a 9.
And I'll give it a 7.
Okay.
Good.
Okay, well, we are going to play a game. And because it's National Sibling Day, I want you guys to come up with 4 siblings from different soaps that hold you like as siblings. And Megan, you go first.
I'll be Sunny's sister.
No, 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 no. No.
No?
Who did you like as siblings on the show? Because it's NASA Sibling Day. So, like, Wick and Sunny, you know. Like the... Okay.
Courtney and Sunny.
Oh, yeah.
Victoria and Nick. Who's related on days? Siblings.
Everyone in their family is related on days.
They're all incest, aren't they? Brady and...
Bill?
Okay, Brady's brother? Brady's
mm-hmm.
brother. No.
Paul?
No. Sonny and Paul, right? No, Brady and Paul. I'm sorry, I had it right.
Yes.
Brady and Paul. And Young and the Restless, Victoria and Nick.
Hmm. Yeah. What about B&B?
Nobody.
Okay. That's good. Okay, what about you, Corey?
All right, for General Hospital, I was going with Carly and Lucas.
Oh!
Or Luke and Bobby.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can make one or two or three from soaps, yeah.
On Y&R, I think the most impressive set of siblings to me is the Abbotts, Jack, Tracy, and Ashley. I think in my eyes, Y&R did that right, despite their differences and the way they fight sometimes. They're always
mm-hmm.
there for each other, just like real siblings.
Very good.
And then I would say for days, for me, it would be Sammy and Eric. And I'm going to have to default on Bold and the Beautiful because I'm a new viewer and I don't know the history and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, me? It's going to be really, you know, not shocking, but shocking. On DH, I will go for Lucas and Carly. Sunny and Rick.
Mm-hmm.
Sunny and Courtney.
Uh-huh.
And who else? Who else is siblings? Okay, in my head, they are siblings, but they are not. I always thought it would be really cool that Maxie and Lulu would be siblings. But then I would pick Lulu and Nick, too. For Days of Our Life, I would pick Sammy and Eric. I will pick Melody and Polka because I love those scenes. Let's see, Dave. Let's see. Oh, Kayla and Kim. I liked Bo and Isabella years ago. For B&B, this is a hard one. Okay, I do like Donna. I do like Donna and Katie. For Y&R, I like, and you know, because even though this is a new thing, I love Nick, Victoria, Dylan. I love it when they all have scenes together. I like Victoria and Dylan scene together as brother and sisters. I like, you know, Victoria and Nick too. You know, Devon and Lily sometimes.
Okay.
For why and all.
Any news about Courtney?
What?
Any news about Courtney and PH?
Not that I found, but I... No, but I'm still looking. You know, but they are going to tell us last minute. You know they are.
You really want to make us wait.
Yes.
We voted.
So what is everyone doing this weekend? I will start with Koi.
A whole lot of nothing. probably just hanging out with my cousin.
Oh, I miss my cousin. I want to go hang out with her now that you said that. Are you doing anything fun on Sunday?
No.
Aw, sleep, Corey, sleep. What about you, Mickey?
My wife's actually back, so I'll be watching baseball. And hopefully going to see Furious 7 on Sunday.
Oh, Carol's you got to see on Sunday? Oh, okay. I was gonna hopefully we could see at the same time. Now, that'd be cool.
Ah, that would be. Carl already thought. So he's going to take me to the matinee Sunday. So.
Oh, see, and that's good for my brother. This weekend, I'm going to go see Fast and Furious. Order a pizza tomorrow because I don't want to cook this weekend. I have so many shows to catch up on. It's not funny anymore. Okay, and next week, remember, people, there's no show because Carly will be in Idaho hanging out with her favorite little nieces and nephews, even though I'm not supposed to have any favors. But because my little niece is having an operation and she's scared. And she needs Aunt Carly there to hold her hand and buy her 1,000 presents.
Uh-huh.
I mean, of course, you have nieces and nephews too, right?
I do, yep. I have.
Okay, is it hard for you to not have a favorite? I've always wanted to ask people who have nieces and nephews that way if it's hard for them not to. I want to just pick a favorite,
I don't have a favorite. I don't. But certain ones make me laugh more. For example, my two older sisters have second borns that are going to be very big trouble. And that's very enjoyable for me to watch Very Big Trouble for my big sisters.
Get even.
Yeah. it just makes me giggle.
Oh, very good.
Well, I mean, I know how it is because my little brother's little girl, Mackenzie, has gone into everything. I showed Maggie the picture where she dumped the baby wipes and everything. She dumped it on herself. And then the other night, I forgot to tell you, Maggie, she woke up late, put like Vaseline, everything all over her and her older sister. And my mom said, that's my brother's payback kid. So, and like my full nieces and nephew in Idaho, I really grew up with them before they moved. Like, Annabelle and I always go to Denny's. Sophie and I always go shopping. Eli and I have the Seahawks in common, and we kind of understand each other a little. You know, we have a little language, our secret language. And Ellie and I will... She doesn't want to take her to McDonald's and buy her whatever she wants. So, is it hard for you not to spoil them? Because I will say that I do spoil my nieces and nephews.
I was going to say, it's not hard not to spoil them, but that's the point of being the favorite uncle, is to spoil them.
Exactly. Exactly. All of them tell me I'm their favorite aunt. And, even when, like, the other aunts are in the room, I'm like, you guys, you're not supposed to say that. You will hurt people's feelings. And Sophie goes, I don't care, it's true.
It's true.
I'm like, okay, but you cannot hurt people's feelings. And, you know, but, I mean, it's nice that, you know, were you there when they were born too, Corey? Or,
I was not present in the room when they were born.
No, not in the room, but
I was there when they were born.
Did you go like an hour later?
Yeah.
Yeah, I couldn't wait. I couldn't wait for my brother's kids. I went to all their births, you know, not to be in the room. But my sister, she let me be in the room with Zoe, and I saw it, and I never wanted to get pregnant after I saw what my sister went through.
It's well
worth
it. She
scared me.
No, it's worth it.
I know it's worth it. And if I were 10 years younger and I were finding a nice guy this time, that is not a psycho and not a serial, you know. Oh, a nice gay guy that wants to be a father, maybe Corey and I. No, I'm kidding. Maybe I'm not kidding. We forgot one sibling, you guys. Tracy and Alan on General Hospital. They were already good years ago. Okay, so we won't have a show next week because I will be out of town, but we will be back the 24th. And Corey, okay, is you Suzy still planned for May 20th?
Yes.
And you will be gone a week.
I will be gone a week.
I don't like this. I know what you could do, Corey.
So that means the show that is on the 23rd, I probably won't be calling it.
Why weren't you calling on drugs?
Well, maybe. Maybe you will be able to talk me into it. But right now, I would say, venture to say, I won't be calling it.
Well, and Maggie and I will. Maggie, did you have Corey's cell phone number?
No, I don't.
Okay, Corey, is it okay if I give you and your cell phone number this? Because then we can text you funny things while you're in the hospital, and we can see how drugs you are and everything.
Yeah, that's fine.
Thank you.
Well, I figured you answer have your phone number.
Yeah.
and let's see what else. Corey, did you have anything to promote?
I don't.
I found out Billy Manilow got married this week, and then I found out Billy Manilow was gay.
He married a gay?
Duh.
I never knew Billy Manilow was gay. I was going to be Miss Manilow.
No, he's such a sweetheart. I mean, no.
It doesn't matter at all, but I was surprised.
Well, that's good. I can't always thought so, but I think it's, God bless them with a lot of marriage.
Yeah.
Wow. I didn't know they got married.
We have 90 seconds, and so everyone relax. And Corey, are you going to bed right now?
I am.
Okay,
I'm ready this weekend. I'm ready to crash.
Get some sleep, baby.
Crash and sleep in tomorrow. Don't wake up early.
All right.
Okay.
Night, you guys. See you back on the 24th. Night, guys.
Is it
night.
Call after two? Good night.
Yes.
Oh.
Okay, night, guys, and have a great night.
Good night, everybody. Have a great weekend.
Night. Night, guys. Bye.
Bye. Bye. Later. Okay.